You're now tuned in to a Mac Bizzo Radio Fantasy Sports Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to today's show. Here's your host, Mac Bizzo. Once again, Mac B.
Yeah, welcome to the show. Today is October 21st, 2015. And I want to tell you, here's how you can be a hero in your league if you're last place, okay? And here's how you work the buddy system with some of the teams and some of your buddies who are doing better than you, okay? So you're going to have a matchup against somebody that they need. They're going to need that guy to lose, and they need you to come through for them on a particular week and beat a guy that they want to get an edge on. Okay, this is very common. So in case you're new to the season this year, playing for the first time or something like that, yeah, this is an angle that you can work. Okay, so we're actually going to talk about the Eddie Lacy situation. I have great documentation from fantasyomatic.com. And again, if you didn't catch the interview with Mr. O-Matic this season, simply Google the power of Fantasy-O-Matic, and you should find Mac Bizzo Radio show there for you. So thanks so much for listening. Thanks for not dropping out yet. Stick with it, okay? If you get to 8-0, you're doing awesome. But if you get to 0-8, yeah, you can pretty much, you know, just lock and load a lineup, and then, you know, maybe you start NBA fantasy, or, you know, wait till the next season. But talk to your commish, too. So when you're in a league, you got to lobby for what your strengths as a player are. Hey, and next year's scoring, can we do? We'd really like to add a keeper. Can we make it an auction draft? Whatever angle you think you have the strength for is pretty easy in a group of buddies, okay? You can do a little lobbying, you know, go out, take them out to dinner, have a beer, say, hey, man, by the way, okay? So there's just some fun stuff I wanted to share for you. So a whole ton of stuff in today's show. I've already got the Fantasy-O-Matic green light rankings up. You know, obviously the slate of games. I told you a little sneak peek on the Eddie Lacy situation. And, you know, you still got to try to get as much value as you can. Don't just sell cheap on him to get rid of him. But I'll tell you why. You don't want him in the playoffs. I've got the salary information up for the week. So, you know, who you're... kingpins are going to be, who you're going to have to pay the most money for. I've got Stats Lab open for you. I've got some guys I want to compare at the top four offensive positions there. And I'm going to answer some ad drop questions and some trade questions. So all that today on the show. But let's get into this Eddie Lacy mumbo jumbo. In week one, his Fantasy-O-Matic matchup was great, as in the best out of four possibilities. So you've got great, good, and you've got bad and worst. He got 15.9 points, you know, just in your basic setup there. He had a bad matchup, he had a worse matchup, he had a bad, and he had a bad, and he had a worse matchup. And now week seven, Eddie Lacy is on bye. He has 1, 2, 3, 4 out of 6 bad matchups coming, with only 2 being good, 1 being great, and weeks 15 and 16 being the worst matchups. And in worst matchups so far against Kansas City, he got 8.7 points, and worst matchup, 2.0 points. Week 6, San Diego, okay? So there's kind of a Fantasy-O-Matic player card for you. Here's some guys that I would gamble on if people in my league were just knocking down most of my offers. I'd try to trade for a Mike Evans, okay? From week 7 all the way through week 16, every matchup except for 2 is a good or great matchup. Week 16 against Chicago is the great matchup. Week 7 and 8 are good, okay? A worst at week 9, a bad at week 10, but then 11 through 15, again, all the way into 16, are good matchups. So this is going to be Philly, Indy, Atlanta, New Orleans, the Rams, and Chicago. So there's a Mike Evans update for you. Todd Gurley, okay? Maybe somebody trade you Todd Gurley for Eddie Lacy. You can always try. Cleveland should be good, followed by 3 more weeks of good matchups here. Possibly a tough matchup, Baltimore, in week 11. And possibly a tough matchup in Seattle, week 16. But for the rest of the season, looks great, you know. Jeremy Hill, well, looks really good in weeks 15 and 16. San Francisco and Denver. A good one, week 11 in Arizona. A great one, week 13 at Cleveland. And so that's something to think about there. You might be able to get that guy super cheap. Not so cheap, but not a rock star yet, Odell Beckham, okay? Week 7, okay, versus Dallas, this is actually kind of, quote-unquote, a bad matchup. But weeks 8, 9, 10, okay, on by at 11, 12, 14, and 16, all awesome matchups. Weeks 9 and 10 are great matchups. That's going to be 10, Tampa Bay and New England. So there's a little preview for you on Odell Beckham Jr. Peyton Manning, is he droppable? Is he viable for fantasy? Well, let's see. In week 2, his worst possible matchup of the season, he scored the most points in fantasy of the entire season. So he overperforms in worst matchups. And actually, Phillip Rivers does that, and that's who we're going to talk about next. So I'd be super comfortable with Peyton Manning and Phillip Rivers moving forward on any roster. It's just super awesome here. But let's talk about weeks 9 and 10 and 11, okay, and 13 and 14 and 15. All good or great matchups for Peyton Manning, okay? Phillip Rivers looking just as good. He will face Denver, though, in week 13, and he is on bye in week 10. Okay, so there's maybe 2 weeks coming up, but the rest of the season, it should just be, nothing but gold available for your fantasy roster. All right, so we're going to actually get into some player news here. The basic headlines of the day are Jeremy Maclin not practicing, Brandon LaFell is practicing. Jordan Reed is practicing, okay? Dez Bryant is not practicing. Allen Robinson is okay. Fred Jackson, quote-unquote, wasn't even drag racing. Who knows, maybe he was blasting some old-school Jan and Dean, listening to some Dead Man's Curve, or maybe the media just wants something juicy. But either way, hey, does it affect your fantasy football roster? Really? So Dez Bryant, 50-50. I think you want to wait until about week 8. I don't think you'd want to gamble week 7. Eagles claim they're sticking with Sam Bradford. I, ladies and gentlemen, for fantasy, have never stuck with Sam Bradford. And, if I say anything else, it's just not nice. So, there's a bunch of other player news, but we'll get to that right after the break.
Like, subscribe and follow Mac Bizzo Radio on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, Google Plus, Pinterest, and more. It's all at Mac Bizzo. You're now tuned in to a fantasy sports podcast. Back to the show on Mac Bizzo Radio.
All right, cruising back with you on Mac Bizzo Radio. Let's quick fire through the slate of games. Seattle at San Francisco, that is the Thursday game. Buffalo at Jacksonville. Cleveland at St. Louis, Pittsburgh at Kansas City, Houston at Miami, the New York Jets at New England, Minnesota at Detroit, Atlanta at Tennessee, Tampa Bay at Washington, New Orleans at Indianapolis, Oakland at San Diego, Dallas at the New York Giants, Philadelphia at Carolina, and then the Monday night game is Baltimore at Arizona. Okay, so we'll get in more to the matchups on the next show, but let's cruise back into some player news here for you. Kind of a no-name guy, Brian Walters on Jacksonville, getting a bunch of targets, okay? I don't think I can buy this. I got Julius Thomas coming back. I got Allen Robinson, quote-unquote, okay. And I got Allen Hurns. You know, I think I had to take him out of the stat lab because my player comparison that I'm going to have there, he was just so overwhelming compared to the group. And I've really tried to target the problem players for you. So if there's some players that are killing your fantasy team, they might just appear in the stat lab that we're going to hit up. DeSean Jackson, not expected to play. Okay, most of the season basically gone for that dude. Marcus Mariota has a grade 2 MCL sprain. We're not going to get into the mumbo jumbo that the whole other world is talking about putting him back in the game or whatever. That's not what we're here for on Mac Bizzo Radio. Tons of tragedies happen that we just can't get into, kind of like the punt play, etc., etc. DeAndre Hopkins, up to 8,600 on DraftKings. Okay, woof. So pay a little bit more. Super glad I paired him up with John Brown last week. Melvin Gordon was benched for fumbling. I think that's common knowledge. I think everybody knows Christine Michael has been getting first team reps there. Stephon Diggs, I think he could be great. 4,200 though, DraftKings price sounds a little much. You know, I think there's going to be some other options. A bunch of teams in the NFL tried to go cheap at kicker this year, and round and round they go, bringing back the pros. Who else here? You know, Todd Gurley, 5K. That'll be a nice DraftKings play for you. Again, you know, a lot of guys on bye, so quarterbacks, stuff like that. But don't worry, there's a ton of awesome green light matchups, and we'll get into those. First, I want to just power through, you know, what are some pretty common questions here. So they could add or drop one of these three defenses. Louis Valiz won. He wants to know Bills, Steelers, or Redskins. And man, since Martavis Bryant, here's a sneak peek, the number one rated Fantasy-O-Matic wide receiver this week, I think I would go with the crappy secondary. I think I got to vote the Steelers on that one. You know, just considering, I think the Bills may not be quite as good as people think they are, you know, so who knows. But should you drop CJ Anderson or Melvin Gordon? And drop for who? You know, if you have both of those players, try to get a 2-for-1 trade going. But let's cruise on to the next one. You need to add one here. Tyrod Taylor, Jay Cutler, or Blake Bortles. So, you know, maybe go with Blake Bortles. why not? You know, he's been almost a top 10 situation there. So pick up Danny Woodhead or Alan Hearns. And, well, shoot, they're both kind of PPR options there. Considering the value of Alan Hearns, you have to pick him up. If there's a way you can grab Woodhead due to the injury situation too, you probably want to try that one as well. And should you drop, can't really say the username here, should you drop Golden Tate to pick up Christine Michael? No, because what if Christine Michael is another Charcandrick West? Now, obviously, he's got some more matchups coming. Everybody and their mother told you to use, you know, a higher percentage than normal of your fab budgets, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and then puts up a crapper. You know, tons of people play him in daily and puts up a crapper. So, you know, hey, you know, that stuff happens. But, you know, oh, Santoro 5 wants to know, should he add Mike Evans to drop Brandon Cooks? Now, poof, that's super hard, but with how much I talked to Mike Evans here in the beginning, I would try to trade off Cooks as cheap as you can and sacrifice anybody temporarily, you know, unless you have a super talented tight end. You could even sacrifice that position, pick up, you know, I mean, why would you be able to add Mike Evans? I just can't understand. Maybe it's a smaller league format. If it is, if you're talking 10 team or less, and maybe that's the situation why it's available, yeah, absolutely. You want to have that on your bench. But I want to move over to some more trade questions here. Trade away Alan Hearns for Jeremy Maclin? Absolutely not. The other way around, I would want to trade away Jeremy Maclin to get Alan Hearns, probably. Trade away John Brown to get Dez Bryant? Ooh, JFootball24? I think you gotta go that direction, man, instantly. Pull the trigger on that move. Wow, here, see, when I talk about not buying low or selling low with Eddie Lacy, here's a great example. Mikey P34 says, they want to know, can they trade away Eddie Lacy to get T.Y. Hilton and Victor Cruz? Absolutely. Especially, you know, if you've got other running backs. I think that's a decent value there. Asian Boy 144 wants to know, Demaryius Thomas for Calvin Johnson. Trade away Thomas to get Calvin Johnson. I just don't see either way why, you know, I don't really understand why that trade exists there. So I can't really advise that one for you. But let's move on into some new stuff here, okay? I want to start, when we get back from the break, I want to start going through all the salary adjustments and the green light matchups on Fantasy-O-Matic for the week. So that'll be something that we'll get going here in just a second. But I got to get going with the stats lab here. So Cam Newton, Russell Wilson, Ryan Fitzpatrick, and Sam Bradford. You would be surprised how similar the three are. Now, the big difference, obviously, Cam Newton's 3 rushing touchdowns, okay? But other than that, it's pretty well-rounded between pass attempts, completions, just over 1,000 yards, 8 passing touchdowns, you know, 4 interceptions, but you'll see some other names that are in that range. 225 rushing yards, that was all Cam Newton. Now, if we compare Russell Wilson, here is 0 rushing touchdowns, but actually about 1,400 yards, so thrown more than Cam Newton. Russ just a little bit more, 251 yards. We'll be back after the break.
Listen to Mac B for fantasy football and fantasy basketball. Advise, customize to both DraftKings and FanDuel scoring, as well as rankings, who to start, who to bench, injury updates, and more. It's all at Mac Bizzo. You're now tuned in to a fantasy sports podcast. Back to the show on Mac Bizzo Radio.
So this crazy comparison here with Cam Newton and Russell Wilson, the big difference, Russell Wilson, no rushing touchdowns and more yards in the air. So that's kind of crazy there. But also in the same group, believe it or not, a Ryan Fitzpatrick. So he's in the 1,100-yard range with 9 passing touchdowns. I really think this is Brandon Marshall's ability to adjust to him. Okay, I just want to throw that out there. Now, Fitzy doesn't have really the rushing yards, 83. He does have a 1 rushing touchdown, though. And then poor Sam Bradford has actually had 9 passing touchdowns, 1,500 yards, okay? No rushing touchdowns or anything like that for Sam Bradford. But these guys are kind of, believe it or not, you know, with all their respective differences, they're kind of in that same skill set. Now, what's awesome, you got a guy like Cam Newton who kills it in fantasy for you. You know, and then sometimes a guy like Fitzpatrick will bring that daily value to you. But I just want to, you know, kind of throw those guys out there. Here's your problem running backs. Eddie Lacy, CJ Anderson, Jeremy Hill. And then I'm comparing these guys to Frank Gore. So Frank Gore has done better than all three so far. Frank Gore has 400 plus rushing yards, 3 rushing touchdowns. That's all been on 89 carries. And 4 of those have been over 20 yards. He's actually gotten 62 receiving yards and 11 receptions. And that actually seems like a lot for Gore. But less than this, Jeremy Hill. Okay. Less than this, CJ Anderson. Eddie Lacy, less than. Okay. So Eddie Lacy, 260 yards. Okay. Now, remember, Frank Gore is not the best guy right now either, but Eddie Lacy, only 1 rushing touchdown, only 67 carries. He has had 83 receiving yards and 9 receptions, but that just doesn't, you know, cut it for you. C.J. Anderson has actually had 100 receiving yards and 13 receptions, but only 180 rushing yards. Okay, only 67 carries. Jeremy Hill, a little more well-rounded, but low in every category for you. 3 receptions, 27 yards, 1 receiving touchdown, 200-plus rushing yards, 5 rushing touchdowns, which, thank God, but only on 74 carries. And, you know, so there's some guys that you just got to kind of, you're going to have to cut bait with, or just stash them away in the bench and see where they're at in a couple weeks. All right, the wide receiver crew, these guys are all pretty similar, but a couple of them are just a little bit better. So in the mix, I've got Randall Cobb, Allen Hurns, Dante Moncrief, and Brandon Cooks. Let's start with Allen Hurns, a very good, well-rounded wide receiver. Okay, 6 receptions of over 20 yards, 2 of over 40. Okay, 29 receptions, 460 receiving yards, 4 receiving touchdowns. Okay, pretty well-rounded situation there. Dante Moncrief, okay, 5 receptions of over 20 yards, 347 receiving yards, okay, 30 receptions, and 4 receiving touchdowns. I think that's pretty good. And Hearn's probably, you know, the better big play option, you know, but let's compare real quick the first downs also between these two receivers. So Dante Moncrief, 17, Allen Hurns, 22. So Hurns, you know, little more viable there than a Moncrief, who's also, you know, a good pick. But let's toss back in the mix here Randall Cobb. 30 receptions, 5 of them have been over 20 yards, 19 first downs, so definitely a chains mover in this group, 350 receiving yards, 4 receiving touchdowns, and remember, did have an AC joint injury there, so that's always tough to deal with. But if you take a guy like Brandon Cooks, only 1 receiving touchdown, 1 reception of 40 yards plus, okay, you've got 360-plus receiving yards so far for Cooks on 29 receptions, 15 first downs, but 5 receptions of over 20 yards or greater. So that's one thing that almost all the receivers here have in common. But let's hop over to the tight end position as well. Tyler Eifert, Travis Kelce, Greg Olsen, Jason Witten. Okay, so Jason Witten here has 30 receptions, only 1 of more than 20 yards. I mean, you know, it is Jason Witten, but 2 receiving touchdowns, 14 first downs, so definitely a chain mover there. Greg Olsen, 19 first downs, okay, about 370 yards so far, 3 receiving touchdowns, 7 of them have been over 20 yards. So Greg Olsen in the big play league, maybe a little more valuable there than a Jason Witten. If we move over to Travis Kelce, 29 receptions. 5 of them actually have been over 20 yards. 400-plus yards total. Only 2 receiving touchdowns, but 19 first downs. So definitely a chain mover. Tyler Eifert getting some touchdowns. But don't worry, A.J. Green is not irrelevant here. But 6 receiving touchdowns so far for Tyler Eifert. 340-plus yards on 28 receptions, 4 of these receptions have been over 20 yards, and 21 first down receptions there. So that's all super cool stuff, and can help you make some decisions moving forward with who to target, who to trade, and who to acquire in your league. Quick update here, Odell Beckham is active for the game, okay? So, kind of a risky play here, you know, if you really want to get into, I don't know. I like to fade a lot of that Thursday night action, but anyway, that'll be up to you guys. We're going to move on into the market share, okay? So I'm going to blast through this pretty quick. Your top quarterbacks on both DraftKings and FanDuel, pretty much the same group of guys here. Tom Brady, Andrew Luck, Drew Brees, Carson Palmer, Russell Wilson, Matt Ryan, and Cam Newton. So if you plan on playing any of those guys, it's going to be a little bit more out of your bankroll. As far as running backs go, okay, our top guys that we've got here, a little bit bigger of a list. I'm going to start from the bottom and go up. Justin Forsett, Frank Gore, Doug Martin coming off by, Todd Gurley also coming off by, DeMarco Murray, Mark Ingram, LeSean McCoy, Chris Ivory, Marshawn Lynch, Arian Foster, Devonta Freeman, Le'Veon Bell, and Adrian Peterson at the top. So if you're going to play any of those guys, again, you're going to have to budget more salary. Here's the wide receivers list that you're going to have to cash up for. We're going to quick fire from the bottom on up right after the break on Mac Bizzo Radio.
You can listen to Mac Bizzo Radio. Listen to Mac B for fantasy football and fantasy basketball. Advise, customize to both DraftKings and FanDuel scoring, as well as rankings, who to start, who to bench, injury updates, and more. It's all at Mac Bizzo. Like, subscribe, and follow Mac Bizzo Radio on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, Google+, Pinterest, and more. It's all at Mac Bizzo.
All right, back with the wide receiver list. Highest salaries here for you on both DraftKings and FanDuel. This is from the 62 to 6800 range above. Vincent Jackson, Steve Smith, Jeremy Maclin, Martavis Bryant taking a big jump on FanDuel. Only 4,700 on DraftKings, so you've got some room there. Alan Hearns, but only 5,300 on DraftKings. Those are, you know, just, you know, the only two variables here on the list. But right above that, Allen Robinson, Jarvis Landry, Amari Cooper, Mike Evans, T.Y. Hilton, Larry Fitzgerald, Julian Edelman, Keenan Allen, Brandon Marshall, Antonio Brown, Calvin Johnson, Odell Beckham Jr., Julio Jones, and number one now, DeAndre Hopkins. So if you're going to play any of those guys, you're definitely going to have to budget in, you know, some salary otherwise. The tight end position here from the top down, you'll know who's number one, of course, Rob Gronkowski. Then you've got Greg Olsen, Jimmy Graham, Travis Kelce, Gary Barnidge, believe it or not, Antonio Gates, and Jason Witten. Those are your industry high-end, high-dollar players. Now what I want to do is talk about who's getting some of these targets here. So, yeah, you got to pay money for those guys, but who's actually valuable, okay? In weeks 5 and week 6, Antonio Gates had 11 and then 16 targets, averaging the most now at 13 and a half targets. Greg Olsen had 11 targets last week. Martellus Bennett, the last 2 weeks in a row, has had 11 targets. And week 4, even prior, had 13 targets. So he's been going up. And I believe, what, Alshon Jeffrey was back? He's still got the 11, so that's pretty awesome there. Rob Gronkowski has only had 5 in the last 2 weeks each, okay? But he's still averaging about 7.5 targets a game. Charles Clay's been up and down. Week 4, 13. Week 5, 3. Week 6, 13. So also in week 6 with 13 targets, Julius Thomas. 10 targets, Delanie Walker. Jimmy Graham, 12 targets there. So hopefully that situation is working out. Tyler Eifert only had 4, okay, but he had 12 prior in week 5. He's actually averaging 6.5 on the season. Gary Barnidge has been up and down a little bit. So 10-6, 10-9. But hey, when some of those land in the red zone, it looks like you're all good. Travis Kelce's floor hasn't really dropped between about 5 and 6 as far as weekly targets go. Jordan Cameron, honorable mention here at 8. Jason Witten hasn't had double-digit targets yet in any week of this NFL season. Came close in week 1 with 9 and then 8, but then it's gone down 6, and then you can't get targets when you're on bye. So, that's how that one rolls. Let's get into, since we're talking about tight ends, let's get into the green light matchup here. So I don't know who, flip a coin, Dwayne Allen or Kobe Fleener, okay? I don't know who, flip a coin, ranked 3rd and 4th this week. So whoever your favorite guy there is. Number 1, Antonio Gates. Number 2, Rob Gronkowski. Antonio Gates in a pure green light matchup there. Jimmy Graham in a pure green light matchup, maybe facing Antoine Bethea, and I think that's a pretty good advantage for him there. Jason Witten coming back, ranked at 6th overall, especially with this injury situation. You need to check this out, Ladarius Green at 7. So that's got a fair good for Phillip Rivers. I'm sure if you want to play Gates, who's gone up in you know DFS price just a little bit, you could probably even play Green, you know, especially with some of the injury concerns that are out there. And Stevie Johnson is not coming back. It's probably a good option there. Delanie Walker in a pure green light matchup for you this week. So an excellent choice. Travis Kelce also in a pure green light matchup for you. Some other notables, kind of some honorable mention guys ranked a lot lower. It may not be chasing points to play Ben Watson again. So Mike Adams, supposedly the person there on Ben Watson, and that looks like a favorable situation for him. So, you know, if you're looking for that, you know, ultra-low sketchy guy, the boomer bust guy, it may not be chasing points. But, it, you know, season-long, no, I probably don't want to invest a whole lot in that. But that wraps up pretty much the tight end position. So let's hop over, start talking about wide receivers, okay? So we talked already about market share, and let's get into targets, and then we'll talk about the matchups for the week. DeAndre Hopkins, okay, dominating the targets per game, averaging 14.8, okay? But right there next to him, Demaryius Thomas and Julio Jones, both averaging about 12. In the mix there, Julian Edelman and Keenan Allen, both 11.4, 0.8, so almost 12 targets. Alshon Jeffrey got 11 targets coming back. Emmanuel Sanders averaging just below 11, but he's had 12 in weeks 5 and week 6. Demaryius Thomas had 8 and 17. He also had 12 in week 4. So, you know, it does kind of go back and forth a little bit between the two guys. And that's somewhere where Fantasy-O-Matic can absolutely continue to help you out in the season. Brandon Marshall averaging about 10 targets. He got 9 last week. Jarvis Landry didn't quite get the amount of targets expected there. Only 4 last week, but has been averaging 10. But we're coming off the bye, so this will be a big tell week for that. Calvin Johnson, 9 targets, averaging 10 on the season. Odell Beckham, 8 targets last week, averaging 10 on the season, along with Allen Robinson, who actually got 12 last week. So, you know, just a, you know, him and Hearns are pretty dynamic player. You know, I think I mentioned preseason that I'd snagged. Those were just two guys I decided to handcuff for some reason. It's worked out great because I can play them both. Now, people are talking about Michael Crabtree. So from week 1, 8, 16, 9, 6, 9. So it looks like a floor of about, you know, 5 points or better. And, you know, so, you know, that's why he's a little bit lower, lower in the mix. But, you know, Stephon Diggs, almost practically double-digit target average coming onto the scene. That's kind of in that Jordan Matthews, Jeremy Maclin, Golden Tate range. You know, so, you know, obviously Diggs, you know, probably isn't going to replace an Antonio Brown, a T.Y. Hilton, or anybody above that, but, you know, could easily replace a Crabtree, a Matthews, a Maclin in the target mix. But let's go through the Fantasy-O-Matic green light matchups in a pure green light matchup, ranked number 1, Martavis Bryant at Kansas City. Ranked number 2, Antonio Brown. Ranked number 3, DeAndre Hopkins. If Dez Bryant plays and Prince Amakamura is still out, that's an awesome situation for Dez, but I don't really, I just say, you know, hey, you've made it this far. Wait till week 8. There's so many good wide receivers on bye that you don't need the competition. Now, if you're looking to slam somebody out and it's boom or bust, and you're just looking for pure upside, then yeah, you know, especially you know, if that cornerback is out. But ranked number 5, Stephon Diggs in a pure green light matchup against Josh Wilson. So, yeah, this could be a huge week, and it's been on the money, okay? I don't trust a player like Colin Kaepernick. I played him in the one roster, and I normally don't play just one roster, okay? And it paid off for me because I listened to Fantasy-O-Matic. It's just the craziest stuff. Here's some other situations that you can probably look pretty good upon. Vincent Jackson, Brashad Breeland is just one of the, you know, guys that you can pick on every week, you know, at a cornerback. Whoever he's guarding is just going to get the ball. But Odell Beckham, Morris Claiborne, I just don't think he's that talented either. I think Jeremy Macklin, if he plays, could have a little bit of an edge over William Gay. Pierre Garçon, maybe a little bit of an edge over Tim Jennings, if he's even playing. You know, who knows with that situation there. But Doug Baldwin also possibly a little bit of an edge over Kenneth Acker. So, you know, some other deeper guys, maybe sneaky. Malcolm Floyd, possibly against David Emerson here. And if Keenan Allen plays, you know, he's ranked pretty low, 33rd, or no, actually 32nd overall in there with Roddy White and Torrey Smith. But DJ Hayden, it's just, you know, a more positive matchup for him. Even deeper guys, this could be a week for Travis Benjamin. If you want to go big and gamble, I think he could have the edge on Janoris Jenkins. And maybe Jameson Crowder, the edge on Mike Jenkins over there in Tampa Bay. So those are kind of some wide receiver cornerback matchups that really stand out to the Fantasy-O-Matic algorithm. So, you know, think about those guys accordingly when you're setting some salary lineups here. But I got to power through this and get through running backs here. It looks like I got about enough time left on the show. So running backs, starting with pure green light matchups here, of course, ranked number one, Le'Veon Bell. But pure green light matchups, you've got Marshawn Lynch, Arian Foster, DeMarco Murray, Mark Ingram. Okay, then I've got honorable mentions at LeSean McCoy, Frank Gore, Latavius Murray, Rashad Jennings, Ryan Matthews, Chris Ivory, Doug Martin, Todd Gurley. So, you know, it seems like some decent matchups at running back. Total targets on the season, this is very important. Theo Riddick, 42. Devontae Freeman, 41. Deion Lewis, 36. Danny Wood had 35. Chris Thompson in Washington now 33. That's above Matt Forte and Justin Forsett at 32. Above Mark Ingram and Jamaal Charles, you know, of course, who is now out, but they both had 30. Just below that, you've got Duke Johnson at 29, Shane Vereen at 28, Darren Sproles at 26. Still like the draft value that I got on season long with him this year. DeMarco Murray, 24. So if you're wondering about the Murray and the Sproles and, you know, who's getting more there, they're definitely getting more than Ryan Matthews is. Arian Foster, already now 21. That's quickly surpassing Amir Abdullah. Le'Veon Bell's at 20. So, I mean, hey, another really low-ranked guy. Actually, you know, three of them, believe it or not, total season targets, Charles Sims, Bilal Powell, and Benny Cunningham. But Sims is the possible guy out of that. You don't really want to, you know, head down that other road with those other guys. But let's wrap up with some pure green light quarterback rankings. Number one this week on Fantasy-O-Matic, Carson Palmer. Number two, Andrew Luck. Number three, Russell Wilson. Eli Manning, all pure green light matchups. Philip Rivers, Drew Brees. Okay, so just some awesome, awesome availability with the top group of guys this week. Derek Carr, Teddy Bridgewater, all pure green light matchups. Even Landry Jones. Okay, this is the week apparently where quarterbacks get to kick it a little bit. Now, don't chase this Colin Kaepernick thing. Last week he was ranked 2 in Fantasy-O-Matic. This week all the way down to 19. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you on the next show, you guys. Thanks so much for listening.
You've been listening to Mac Bizzo Radio. Listen to Mac B for fantasy football and fantasy basketball. Advise, customize to both DraftKings and FanDuel scoring, as well as rankings, who to start, who to bench, injury updates, and more. It's all at Mac Bizzo. Like, subscribe, and follow Mac Bizzo Radio on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, Google+, Pinterest, and more. It's all at MacBizzo.com.